Giving thanks brings you into the present. The greater your gratitude, the fuller and more joyful, comforting and comforted is your present. Brother David Steindl Rast said, "As I express my gratitude, I become more deeply aware of it. And the greater my awareness, the greater my need to express it." What happens here is a spiraling ascent, a process of growth in ever-expanding circles around a steady center. Paul put the centrality of giving thanks this way: "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Gratitude has enormous benefits. Among them, giving thanks unlocks and unleashes a kind of spiritual energy which cannot be accessed other than by means of giving thanks. The end result, a state of gratitude or gratefulness. Gratitude promotes peace, comfort, and life satisfaction. Second, it opens the heart and mind to the presence in the world around you. Third, gratitude tenderizes the heart and prepares it to receive joy and risk love. Four, gratitude generates the sense of personal well-being and that things are as they should be, even that ultimately everything will be all right, eternally. Five, spurs on and strengthens faith and hope. Six, diminishes boredom, cynicism, and skepticism. And seven, gratitude alleviates depression, suffering, and burnout. Now, even though you may not have the power to instantly become grateful or to feel gratitude, as if turning on a light switch, you can nevertheless always give thanks by word and deed. The amazing thing is the sheer act of giving thanks by word and deed for the good you have will actually generate gratitude. That is, your voicing and acting out of gratitude while focusing on positive elements in your life, be they seemingly few in number, will of itself generate a sense of gratitude. So just give thanks. As medieval mystic Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer you say in your whole life is, "Thank you," that would suffice. And Albert Einstein said, there are two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. Here is a prayer exercise for gratitude. Sitting comfortably, breathe in the gift of life-sustaining air. Then breathe out simple gratitude for the gift of life itself. Now, since the Holy Spirit is as the breath of God, image God breathing into you, as God did to Adam, and as the resurrected Christ did to his disciples. Breathe in the gentle breath of God. Breathe on me, breath of God. That beautiful hymn. Breathe on me, breath of God. Silently entering your soul. Now breathe out gratitude and joy for God's freely given breath. Breathe in the breath of God. Breathe out gratitude for God's breath. Breathe in God's breath. Breathe out gratitude. Blessings.